Welcome to Gulf Coast Music on WGCU Fort Myers 90.1-2 HD and WMKO Marco 91.7-2 HD. I'm your host, James Till. Our guest today is Lexi Anand, a precocious rising star. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Of course. So, Lexi, tell us about how and when you started playing music.
When I was a toddler in preschool, I would always pick up the guitars and just run around with them and had a guitar in one hand and a stuffed animal in the other. And then when I was six, when we just moved into our new house, in the closet I found my mom's old guitar, and I just decided to play it, and then my mom got me a guitar teacher. And then as I got older, I started to get into writing, because in first grade, my first grade teacher noticed that I really liked to write, so she gave me a journal. That really motivated me to write songs. And then I started to get more into writing. And then again at 10, I got back into guitar, and then I really got into songwriting then.
How old were you when you wrote your first song?
I was six.
6 years old. What was the title of that one?
When I Wake Up.
What was it about?
I just wrote about when I woke up.
At 6 years old, that's pretty amazing. So, Lexi, what will you be playing for us first?
Count the Minutes.
Couple years ago, I looked at all those people and I said, whoa. Couple years passed, realizing I've grown too fast, and I said, whoa. I'm sure he'd say the same thing. Time goes away, people go away. Old routine, but time needs to hurry up, 'cause I wanna be back on 52nd Street, singing my heart out, blending with the skyscrapers, holding hands and finding someone new. I saw them, I said, whoa. Couple months passed, I learned that there's a way more, I said, whoa. The place taught the unknown, there's so much more, much to learn. Street, singing my heart out,
That was Count the Minutes by our guest, Lexi Anand. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about how you wrote that song?
Well, it's about the camp that I did in New York City. Since I really want to live there and pursue music there, I wrote a song about it and how I want to go there.
Awesome. So this past July, for 1 week, you were at an iTheatrics program based actually in Broadway, New York City, and you were doing the performance for Junie B. Jones, and you were actually part of the original cast, and you got to perform for the playwright himself. How was that?
That was really fun. I played a bus rider, and I would sing, act, and dance. It was for 1 week, and on the last day, we performed twice. It was about a first grader going through first grade, losing friends and gaining friends.
What will you be performing for us next?
When Everything's Gone.
That was When Everything's Gone by our guest, Lexi Anand. So you mentioned that you started on guitar. Are there any other instruments that you play?
I also play piano. I've been playing for 4 years. So.
Very nice. What is your favorite thing about making music?
I like that you can inspire others. It's just really fun.
And you've already traveled across the country to perform. Do you have any favorite places or someone you want to go next?
I really want to go to New York City to pursue music there.
Third on the list for tonight, what will you be performing?
Out of the Game.
That was Out of the Game. What was the story behind this song?
It's about when people leave you and you wonder why, and you just remember all the good times with them.
What are some of your favorite things outside of music?
I like to run. I like school. I'm on the STEM team.
So are your favorite subjects science, technology, engineering, math?
And writing, yeah.
And writing. What will you be performing for us next?
Thaw a Little More.
That was Thought a Little More, and I know there's probably a little more behind this song.
It's about when you do something and you wish you didn't, so you wish you thought a little more.
A little bit about regret, then. What has had the biggest impact on your music?
Probably my friends. I really like writing about them.
Is there a goal you have for your music in the future, like a performance you would like to make or an award you would like to receive?
I really want to play at Madison Square Garden.
Shooting for the big dream, huh?
Yeah.
Are there any other instruments you would like to learn at this point?
Maybe the drums.
And do you like performing more in a group or as a soloist?
As a soloist.
What will you be performing for us next?
My Heart Still Waits for You. I've watched you learn. I've watched you grow. I've even watched people
I've seen you crying, I've seen you rise, I've even seen you bruise another heart. And then you learn to apologize, and I loved you for it. As I fail, you fail too. But for someone new, so I weeped and tried to grow, but I never could. So my heart still waits for you.
That was My Heart Still Waits for You by our guest Lexi Anand. Where can people hear you perform?
Well, I'm going to be playing at a retirement home called Harbor Chase. And I probably will be starting a YouTube channel.
Do you have a name for the YouTube channel?
Alexis Anand, my name.
What is this final song you will be performing today?
One Seat.
Plans out, but I'm still stuck on that part where you say what you want. Ain't that good at flying? Well, maybe it's better to be grounded. Well, the road just ain't. Why don't they burn signs up? I would have been out of sound, many messes, and everything's about sitting at that one seat. Cause if you don't, it gets scary. Says she's in love with the captain on the team, and I don't even know what I need. So how does she discover she's in love? Well, the road shows dangerous. They put signs up. I would have been out of so many messes, and everything's about sitting out in that one seat. Cause if you don't, it gets scary. Took that leap of faith. I didn't sit in that one seat. And little did I know, I caught a flame in something good. Well, the road turns dangerous. Why don't they put signs up? Been out of so many messes, and everything's about sitting at that one seat. Cause if you don't.
That was One Seat by our guest Lexi Anand. What's the story behind this one?
Well, a lot of people, young adults, feel a lot of peer pressure, so I wrote a song called One Seat about peer pressure.
Again, that was One Seat by our guest Lexi Anand. For producer Richard Chinqui, and with thanks to Nita Flores from Nita's Music Connection doing business as Southwest Florida Music, I'm James Till. This is Gulf Coast Music on WGCU Fort Myers 90.1-2HD and WMKO Marco 91.7-2HD. Thank you for joining us, Lexi, and thank you for listening.
Thank you.